I think he said 83. I'm 83 years old. God will take good care of all of us.
My name is Helen Conwell, and I've been listening last week on Monday and Wednesday, and a lot of people have testified, and a lot of emotion and heartfelt concerns have been expressed. And it's very difficult for me to narrow down and try to make it concise, but I'm going to try very hard. First of all, the Land Claims Settlement Act is done, and our leaders must be commended for what they did. They did what they could in the time and the circumstances. Now we're faced with 1991. It's a difficult decision, but I think my main concern is that as a person born and raised in Kotzebue, living in probably both worlds, and knowing the people, my family, and the elders, the central issue, and it seems what seems most important to the elders is their children and their children's children. And the thing I've been hearing is in the past, BIA, the government, whoever, has taken away our rights as individuals to decide for ourselves, to decide for our children, to protect our children, and to give them something. The land is central in that because for me, being a single parent and having two children of my own, I'm very concerned that I want to give them my stock, and I want to give them that with the same feeling my mother has given to me, that it's very important that land we share together as a family. It's more than just the land, it's the love, and it's the heart, and it's the soul. And I really get upset when I hear the AFN or any other corporation or any other board doing the same thing the government has done to the people in the past, saying that we do not have the heart, the values, or the caring and the love for the land to decide for ourselves. I've heard a lot of people testify, and they have it, and it continues to exist. And I also resent the fact that they want to disinherit my children. My children will not meet the blood quantum that is required. But believe me, when I'm teaching my children in their heart and in their soul the love for the land, and they'll be in Yupak probably a lot more than a lot of people. And I want that choice, and I want that decision to be mine. And I do not want to disinherit anybody else like the government has done in the past, and I urge our corporations not to do that. Right now, the people today, even my age, if we wanted to live in Kotzebue, there's no land. We can't have a land, piece of land right now to build a home, to raise a family. It's a scarce commodity. And the kids I'm working with in the high school, they're not thinking of marriage right now. They're not thinking of children. But if they want to come back home, and yes, this is home for me. I've come and gone to school, but Kotzebue was always home. Will not have that land for their home. And they will not have that decision. We do have a mind. We do have a heart. And I do have a lot more faith in the people than I've heard expressed at some times. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to speak as a stockholder and speak to all the stockholders in the whole state. I've lived with many people all over Alaska. I'm from St. Michael. I was born in Nome. I lived at St. Mary's, went to school there for 9 years. And after that, I lived. Yes, Margaret Oktalik. After that, I lived with the Indian people for 4 years. After that, I lived in Anchorage and learned to live the white man's way for about 10 years. Then after that, I went back to the village and wanted to help my people in taking care of business at home. There are many things that need to be taken care of right now. And then last summer when I was up here for some training, I met my husband who's from Point Hope. So I've been across a lot of land throughout Alaska. And in the beginning, I grew up on the land by the sea at St. Michael, living off the fish, the whales, the seals, the eggs, the berries. We went to camps, and sometimes we'd have 3 tents set up, just with all our family there, our aunts and uncles, our grandmas and our grandpas, our cousins and friends, or anyone. Anyone was welcome, even other people too, from different families. And from that kind of a lifestyle up to now, in my office, we're in a computer world. So our people have jumped from a subsistence lifestyle to a computer lifestyle. The whole school district where I work now is run by computer. The payroll, the ordering, everything, the whole works. They put everything in a machine and it gives you all the answers. And now our main concern is land. The land is ours, it always was. And it's up to us now to let it always be. Because right now, we are stockholders, we own the land, and the most important thing of all, we are U.S. citizens with rights. We have rights as U.S. citizens to make our own decisions, to make our own choices with our own property. And in the government way of doing things, the majority rules. When we want something in our government, we have to study it, see what choices we have, then we vote on it. Like right now, I hear a lot of people want to keep the land, and they want to give land to their children. Right now, some of the old folks have and some don't. Some of the middle people have land, some don't. Some children have land, some don't. And the youngest children now don't have any at all. Going back to the beginning, all of us had land. All of us, everyone was included. Wherever we went, everyone was welcome. And now things are getting scarcer. Things are being divided up. It wasn't like that. And we have the choice right now as stockholders all over the state of Alaska to vote to keep our land. We have the choice of giving it to our children. It's ours. The Land Claims Act doesn't have to rule us. We are the people. We have rights. We can change that act with amendments. We have to be aware of that, and with concern and with work, we have a few years left till 1991 before serious things happen. We have a few years left to get together to make our decision what we want to do with the land and how we want to keep it for our people and for our children. As U.S. citizens, we have the right to vote with majority, and the majority of the people I hear want to keep the land, and they want everyone to have land that belongs to them in the native people. That's the way the government works nowadays, and with that system, we have the chance now to do that. We don't have to let the act rule us. We are the rulers. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Kenneth Mills. The in your bedroom. Being a put the mother, no nor the canna, picker neck, they could. Yeah, neck, and never be human age put. Ooblet, young aunt, they nation when manna. And we all take it to a yak Nunamik angalat cirot, tamara uap kinek, kisianik, inek tekutilo, yoptio, inek sawilo, supaya amun, tabrubwa inek soktit katut, tigum misalang nakuplo, nuna. Ingin sop tak sianik nak uluk seruk, kau makta tigurik patiut, makko nun nakirit tiguk patung. Tema angunar bet kawan nak tok tuhnya kawan angunar nak menyecuk, pakau man nuna angunar lah bagi rakyat. Tapi pakau atas tok takkanna pikirat. Tama kibalnya munak lapat liklu. Tabrang unayak tamme lata ikut. Ingek surang nayak luk sehenik. Piyiptiyo naku luk sirok. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Not knowing the landmarks, I'll have some problems. Kenneth Mills, I'll speak in Inupiaq as I am Inupiaq. We know that our lands are getting difficult to control. The small piece of land, I didn't get the name. It sounded like Tikirak or... If our destiny does continue by our land leaders, it seems that we will lose our land. Ceiling point? Okay. if we ask, as this is now happening today, that's the only way that we'll continue to have our lands. If lands are tied up, our hunting will not continue. Lands that are made into parks, including Sealing Point, is a large piece of land that stretches all the way to Kivalina. We must ask and seek ways for help to keep our land.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Well, would anyone else like to say anything tonight? We've had a good meeting, and I certainly appreciate all that has been said tonight, especially what the elders have said. But it's getting on to 9 o'clock, and I know we're getting just a little bit tired, at least some of us who are only middle-aged are. But
there is.
Oh no, you take your time. I'm just
My name is Fletcher Grigg, born at Deering, and had my schooling maybe 1 year Deering, and then moved to Norvik 3 years there, and we moved down here, and ever since then we stayed down here at Kotzebue. Well, on the land problem, if we don't unite it together, we're gonna have a tough time, I guess. There'll be lots of powwow. But if we united together, try to hold our grounds, our allotments, then we can hold it probably. If the government didn't kick us out from our allotments, they want some of our land, and some are asking questions if they want to drill on some of our allotment around here, and on that we're gonna have our time probably. If the government get hold of it, then we may lose our allotment, not unless we unite it together and fight it over. And we want our hunting ground just the way it is as before. Fishing, hunting, berry picking, and sea mammals also. We all need those, caribous and everything. But there is but, unless we unite it together. I think that's the only way we could solve the problem. That's about all I can say, I think.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Gray.
My name is Nuliak, and I am from Kiritaruk. My Quaker name is Frank Wright. I'd like to speak on a little bit things about not only the local things that are happening here, but we cannot keep out world events that are happening that are that could also affect our lives. For instance, if Russia were to launch a nuclear attack on the United States, the United States would respond. And if they responded, the missiles would be halfway to United States when they are hit. And if any missile should be damaged, they would land on Alaska, because Alaska is a mid-range where it could also have serious implications. And I'm sure that other world events are even happening that could be also just as bad. For instance, if the North Pole and South Pole were to melt by the pollution causing the greenhouse effect, the water level, the sea level will rise 600 feet, and that could also put jeopardy into our land. The sea level could rise, and we'd probably have no more land but to get some gravel and to refill it, but I don't see that possible, because I'm sure that we cannot speak in terms of only local levels, but world events too. And I'd like to say that we have a long ways to go yet, and we cannot only look at small things, but world events too. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gregg.
Aku wa ape hulak to alami ukak to khrein magata. Koya FC ika yul love lu si ulu pag ila la khruji flunga pigama. Alani inyo ka alu aktu ut kekta rumi ukopeli guluk to anik. Katimaligit kupta ukaliguruan mo nga hoding ika yore aman.
The question is whether the area in the vicinity of Sealing Point is going to become a park. I'm afraid I don't know, ma'am. I can't answer that. Forgive me, I don't know the answer to that. Is the area near Sealing Point going to be a park?
By Sealing Point, it's part of the Cape Krusenstern National Monument. It's under the federal park system. No, within the question was if we would lose it for hunting grounds. The way the regulations within the park system, all the parks around here, is that they are open for subsistence hunting. So they'll stay there.
Well, I'm glad somebody was able to answer that. Well, before we close, could I, on your behalf, thank Bertha Stockerlow Jennings for translating tonight? She's had the toughest job, and I certainly want to thank her. And I want to thank all of you for attending this meeting. It's been a good meeting, and we will be meeting again tomorrow night at Shungnak at 7 o'clock, I believe. So if the people in Shungnak are listening to us on this broadcast, we'll be in Shungnak tomorrow, and we'll have our meeting there tomorrow night, and we'll look forward to seeing the people in Shungnak tomorrow night. Should we ask somebody to...
Reuben?
You can ask him to say closing prayer.
Inyak sa dilas tiyo...
Your boat Eskimo in English?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Well, we got another 6 weeks here. For everyone. Well, I hope it turns out all right. You are getting that 3 weeks. That's what the AC is on.
Thank you. What time did you guys get started today?
Here, I'll run this ahead and we can try it on this.
We had about 50 people to be all together.
That's it. Let's just try it to make sure.
No problem.
Well, if you guys keep me in mind.
If we don't unite it together, we're going to have a tough time, I guess.
There'd be a lot of... Test, test, test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is a test, 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 test. Is it coming through clean now? Are we still going through the press bridge? Okay. See if we're still coming through clean through the press bridge now. Does that sound okay? It sounds clean to me. Okay, now go ahead and plug in your AC and see if it makes any difference. We'll see if that affects it in the slightest. Did that make any difference at all? Huh, I'll be darned. Plug it in the opposite way. Turn your plug upside down. Hello? Is that affected at all? Huh.
No, but that doesn't mean over a time period that I didn't start. Maybe it builds up. Maybe it builds up. Maybe it builds up. Maybe it builds up. Maybe it builds up.
I'll see you.
Okay.
Fletcher was asking me about you the other day. I said I didn't know. I haven't seen for a while.
It must have been coming through the AC. It must have built up on the L.